Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
We're going to have to handle this one really carefully, this texting tutor here with Rosie, because she has a very layered relationship, an intimate relationship with her boss. And when I say intimate, I'm not talking about sexual. They just become very close, mostly because the boss has engaged in this out-of-work relationship.
They have, or at least the boss has shared intimate details about her life to said coworker.
Right, and it's coming to a crossroads now where Rosie really has to sort of put up some boundaries, and she doesn't know how to do that, and she wants our help texting the boss. Hey, Rosie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, do I have all that right? And if so, then go ahead and fill us in on all the specifics.
Yeah, you did get the gist of it. So basically, my boss has just become, you know, nicer and more confiding in me over the last, I'd say, 6 months or so. And I thought, well, this is cool, because who doesn't, you know, want to get in good with your boss? And so
it's never been a priority for anybody on this show.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
And I'm not the brown-nosing type, so I don't know why she picked me out of everyone in the office to, like, become gal pals with, but it's me. And so what happened is she just talks more and more. First it was, like, work stuff, and then it got more to be about her personal life. And I felt really bad for her, so I've tried to be a friend, because honestly, I don't think she must have too many that she's looking at getting support from me, who is, you know, her subordinate. So what happened was, about a month ago, she told me that her marriage was ending, and I felt really bad for her because she told me that her husband had been seeing somebody else, and so, of course, she's been devastated, and I've been trying to, you know, just be there for her. But what happened is, it's taking so much time at work that I'm not actually getting my job done. And it's like a conflict of interest, you know, because, like, she's oversees my productivity, but then at the same time, she's taking such time that I'm kind of in a pickle about that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just sitting here reminiscing on the time that I had a major renovation on my house and my boss let me live with him for 6 weeks.
I thought it was fantastic. I had a really great time.
It made for great content.
So where is the uncomfortable? So this is affecting your job performance. And is this normally somebody you would even be friendly with if it wasn't the boss and you didn't feel kind of obligated?
I mean, honestly, no. And I feel bad saying it, but I mean, let's face it, you know, it's just, it probably wouldn't have developed like an organic friendship, but here we are. And actually what you said is exactly where I am. So she took a week off this past week, and she went away for the weekend and, you know, for a few days on either side of that. And so she was gone from work all week. She said she needed mental health, you know, week off, and I agreed, and things were really great. I was able to get things done. Like, it just was such a relief to only have to do my job and not also be her confidant and cheerleader and everything else. But I got a text. This is where I need your help. She told me she's got to move out because of the divorce and everything, and that she basically asked if she could come stay with me until she finds a place.
Hey. That's inappropriate of her to ask.
It definitely is.
So awkward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it sounds like you guys are truly friends when you had the remodel done. This would just be completely awkward.
And also, there wasn't the power dynamic of my boss asking to move in with me. It was me asking my boss if I could, you know, crash with him. But we also have a very unique dynamic on the show. We are not your typical workplace environment.
Not at all.
Not even remotely close.
Not even close. We'd all last about 3 days in the real world.
Because this is not fair, because she does, there is a power dynamic at play here, and her as your boss putting you in that position where you feel like you can't say no. Otherwise, she might take it out against you in the workplace. So I know she has like this skewed probably vision of your all's relationship or to her friendship. And I don't know if I don't think she's doing this intentionally, but like unintentionally, she's putting you in a really bad position.
That's true. Yeah. It feels really awkward because it wasn't even like, I've got a new lease I'm signing next week. It was like, I need to stay with you until I can figure things out. Like, that sounds long-term.
Yeah. All right, Rosie. So give us a couple of minutes here. And when we come back, we will start formulating a strategy to text your boss and say, look, sorry, but you can't crash at my joint. That's for sure. All right, so we'll do that with Texting Tutor next.
That's what I want to say.
All right, we'll do it next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.